Me'ila Daf Chof Gimel is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Golda Basrav Shmuel in honor of her yahrzeit on Yud Aleph Tishrei by her children, Rabbi and Mrs. Shmuel Gut and family. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for her neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Introduction to Mesechta Kinim. This Mesechta deals with the karbanis of birds, the karbanis of a lady that's a zove or yeledes, and as part of her purification process, she has to bring karbanis, she has to bring a chatos and a oila. She brings a bird that's a chatos bird and a bird that's a oila bird, and they're a cane, they are a nest, they are called together, the pair of them together is called a cane, a nest, like shiluach hakein, sending away a bird. And plural is kinim, many nests. And the whole Mesechta deals with all different cases of mix-ups, of she's not sure how if she brought the chatas yet, if she didn't bring the chatas yet, if the chatas made a mistake, if it was brought wrong, which one is the chatas, if they got mixed up. One was called a chatas, one was called, designated to be a chatas, one was designated to be a oila, now they're mixed up. How do we deal with them? How many animal birds is she going to have to bring now that there is a mix-up? How many will she have to bring as a replacement so that she fulfills all her obligations? So in essence, this Mesechta deals with two basic concepts. One, that there's a big difference between the bird, a carbon bird that's an oila, and a carbon bird that's a chatos, that they're brought in different ways. Primarily the difference is that the chatos bird is brought below, the blood is spritched below the chotasikra, and the oila bird is spritched above the chotasikra. And if each one, if they're done the wrong way, they are puzzle. And that's one concept. And the other concept is the fact that a lady has an obligation, if she's a zove or yeledes, to bring karbanis, which could be the karbanis of birds, the chatas oif and the oiloif, and the oiloif. And besides for that, there's such a thing as people who make a neder, people who make a promise to bring karbanis, and when they do not fulfill their promise until they are sure that they brought the bird. There are two ways to donate karbanis to the Beis HaMikdosh. A person could say a nedave. Primarily two ways a person could bring donated karbanis to the Beis HaMikdosh, either as a nedava or as a neder. Either they can designate an animal that this is a carbon, and that's their entire donation. They never obligated themselves to bring an animal or bird or mincha at a later date, whether with the lashon of hariya lai. Rather, they just designated a specific money or a specific item, that item is an oila, that item is a chatos. Not a chatos, you can't donate a chatos. That item is a mincha. That's one way. And the other way is to someone who makes a commitment that they're gonna give, they're gonna separate, they're gonna designate money. And they made it in a way of a neder, a promise. And there's a tremendous difference between the nedava and the neder, being that if it's a nedava, a donation, that they designate that thing specifically, so then if anything happens to it, they are not responsible. Once they are supposed to do what they can to bring that nedava to the Beis HaMikdosh, but if on the way to the Beis HaMikdosh, in the process of bringing it, if anything went wrong, they are exempt. They don't have to bring a replacement. Whereas if they made Hari Alai, they made a commitment to bring whether it's oila bird or oila animal or mincha, if something went wrong during the process, until they actually fulfilled and brought that korban, they will have to bring a replacement to complete their fulfillment, to fulfill their commitment that they made to bring a oila or whatever else they promised to bring. And those are the two basic concepts. And today, that we unfortunately don't have karbanis, but we could apply that concept, l'chayra, to people that make promises or donations to tzedakah, let's say to a shul, or to another ma'isid, to aniyim. And we find that if people accept on themselves and promise to give money to aniyim, that would be a promise, the Rambam says. Tzedakah is something that there could be a neder bad. If someone makes a commitment that if they're obligated, they obligate themselves to give a such and such amount of money to aniyim, they're obligated right away to give that amount of money to aniyim. So there's a question, what happens if somebody designates a certain amount, a specific money, a specific bundle of money, or a specific item, that item should be for aniyim or for a shul? In other words, let's say somebody took a $50 bill, and they say, this $50 bill, they are donating for aniyim. Instead of saying that they commit themselves with a neder to give $50, which then they can give any $50, instead of that, they said, this $50, they is given to aniyim, to tzedakah and aniyim. And the question becomes, what happens if they did that now, and those $50 got lost, are they obligated to replace it? So as we said before, when it comes to karbanis, and someone, the entire donation was that they designated a specific item, then they don't have responsibility in case that item gets lost, they don't have to replace it. So do we say that the same thing applies when it's a donation to tzedakah? So the tshuva of the Abba Turei Evan, brought down in the Pisrei Tshuva in Yeridei Esimin, Reish Mem Tesikot and Aleph, and also in the Tshuvas V'Shavakoyin Simich Avdalin, they both say that just like when it's a donation for a carbon, a person does not have any responsibility of liability in case he gets lost if they donated a specific thing, so too when it's money for tzedakah. However, the Chavis Das says that there's a tremendous difference between tzedakah and hekdesh. Says the Chavis Das like this. There's a Gemara in Chulin that says if somebody says Areizu, when they're donating the type of donation of Erechen, and they say Areizu, then the halacha is that it constitutes a neder. It's as if they obligated themselves to give any money, even not that specific money, and until they actually give the money, they are obligated. In other words, they do have achrayus. They do have to stand and take insurance. They have to ensure, they have to make sure that money actually goes to Hektish. Why? And the reason of there, why if somebody says a reizu, even though they're saying a reizu, it's considered like they're saying a realai, is because since the kedusha is not chal on erechin, the holiness does not come upon the money that he designated for hektish in the type of hektish of erechin when he just says a reizu, when he just designates, so therefore he does not fulfill his promise by that he said a reizu. In other words, the reasoning of why, when somebody designates something to be a carbon, they no longer have any responsibility, is because they completed their commitment. The mere fact that they said they designated, they already made a kedusha. They already made something hektish. They already made it. They already did something. So they already fulfilled. They were donating. They were committing themselves to donate, and they did donate. They indeed did donate. The mere fact that the thing became kaddish, that the item became holy, that mere fact alone was a fulfillment, and that's all they were committed to do, which they did already. Whereas when they say areizu, when they take money and they designate money that the money should be kaddish for erechin, it's limited. the amount of Kedusha that that money has. And since the money doesn't have so much Kedusha, so therefore they have not yet fulfilled their promise of donating. And therefore they have, in case that money gets lost, they have responsibility to replenish it and to give other money instead. Says the Chavos Das, so it's the same thing by tzedakah. Even if somebody takes a $50 bill and they say, this $50 bill is tzedakah, the Kedusha is not fully chal. The money doesn't become so holy like as by karbanis, and therefore they have responsibility to replace it in case it gets lost. And so therefore this is could be very practical in case somebody did designate specific dollars. If they do know that their dollars got lost, they would be responsible to replace those dollars, according to the opinion of Chavos Das, which there could be good reasoning why somebody would be obligated to be recommended, if someone can, to follow the opinion of the Chavos Das. Now, it's important to note that even according to the other opinions that argue on the Chavos Das, the Abba Turei Evin that says that if someone designates specific money or item for tzedakah and then it gets lost, he is exempt, like we said before, he agrees that he's only fully exempt if the reason for the loss was not due to his own negligence. If he designated a specific $50 for tzedakah and he was the one that lost the money, it wasn't that a ganov came and stole the money. Rather, he was negligent in the whereabouts of the money, how he dealt with the money, how he watched the money, and he himself lost the money. Then the Turi Evin said, Abba Turi Evin says, even though he's not responsible for the neder that he made, since he only said, like Harezui, since he only made a nedava, so he's not responsible for achrayus of that money, nevertheless, he has a different obligation. The mere fact that he wasn't careful with money of tzedakah, at least klapei dina shemayim, he's obligated to replenish it because he was like a sort of a shomer, even though the dinim of shomim and hektish is limited. There's other halachas about that. But the mere fact that he was negligent with dealing with the money that belongs to tzedakah, that alone obligates him at least bidei shamayim to replenish it. So therefore, even if you go like the opinions that disagree with the Chavos Das, in many cases, he will be obligated to replace it. Usually, the rule of thumb is that it's better not to make a neder at all. The best thing is not to keep away from making any nidorim. People should give tzedakah, and they could even make commitments to give tzedakah, but they should always say bli neder. Better to keep away from making a promise, like the pasuk in Kehela says, "Tov shaleiti dar mishati dar v'leisi shaleim." Better not to make a promise than to make a promise and not pay the promise, fulfill the promise. And this is a concept that's a practical concept, a halachic practical concept that comes out of the halachis that are discussed in this mesechta. This mesechta, as an opening to the mesechta, it's worth noting that there's a special segulis in learning the mesechta of Kinim. Some say some pirushim, or some is, it could be the mesechta itself is a segula for having children, because this is the carbon that's brought for a lady that's a Yeledes. The Sefer from Ebelezer Gutmacher writes in his Akdama, his son wrote a Sefer Kamifureshes, but he, in the introduction to that Sefer, he says that there is special skula by learning the Mesechta of Kinim. With it, a person can be saved from having tzaris more so than from other parts of learning Torah, as a special school to learn Masechta Kinim. And he explains why. He says, for three reasons. There's three things that are special with learning Masechta Kinim. First of all, we know that learning all parts of Kachim, if someone learns Kachim, it's as if learning about Karbanis is as if they bring Karbanis. And we know in Karbanis there's three different types of Karbanis: animals, birds, and minchas. And the Chazal say animals, the most chashuv, the biggest thing, the most valuable carbon, and a bird is in the middle madrega. It's cheaper, but it's more expensive than a mincha, and a mincha is the cheapest. But with all that said, the Chazal say, a wealthy person should use more money to bring a carbon, and the poorer person should use, based on his wealth, to bring a carbon. And everyone should do according to their wealth. As long as people should just have, they should have good reasonings for what they're doing. They should have in mind the Shem Shemaim when they make their choice. We always find, says Rav Gutmacher, that the Mida Beinonis is the best. A person should always choose to be the Beinoni. Don't try to push yourself among those that are too high. Don't try to put yourself among those that are too low. Try to keep yourself Beinoni. So the Karbanis that talk about a Oifois, the Kinim, which is about Oifois, about birds, that's the Mida Beinonis. So that's a reason why there's a special school for learning Mesechta Kinim. That's first of all. Second of all, he says, most karbanis are brought for a kapara, for an aveira that a person did. Chatos is for a bigger aveira that he did b'shoigig, that he would have been chayiv karis for. Oila is mechaper and machshave, and so on and so forth. But there's one carbon that is unrelated at all to a chet. It's more related to part of regular life. A lady has a baby. It's part of regular life. She didn't do anything wrong. And nevertheless, the Torah obligates her to bring a carbon. So this carbon has a special school, a special ma'ala to learn about this carbon that even a kosher yid has to bring. This is a type of carbon that doesn't relate to chet in a certain sense. And in that way, it has a tremendous ma'ala to learn about these karbanis. And third of all, says the Rav Gutmacher, because we find what are the birds that are used for a carbon oifis, the type of birds used is a yoina. It's either yoina or a toyer. And the pasuk says that hinach yafa rayasi hinach yafa inayich yoinim. And the medrash says that there's 10 ways that Klal Yisrael is compared to yoinim. There's 10 different ways that the Yidden are compared to these pigeons that are used, the same type of bird that's used for karbanis. One of the ways, the Medrash says, is ma yoyne zu bashatis tavor l'shchita, just like this pigeon stretches out its neck to get shechted, kach Yisrael, so to the Yidden, shenemek yalech ha-yayin kol ha-yoyim, the Yidden, when it comes to the time that they're mechuyiv to be mois ha-nefesh, they stick out their neck to be able to be Mais and Nefesh HaKiddush Shem Shemayim. So, this Mesechta, that talks about the Yidden that are compared to Yoina, that talks about Yoina, which the Yidden are compared to it, so there's a special mile and a special skula to learn this Mesechta. So, maybe all be Zoicha to all the Schusim that come from learning this Mesechta, and maybe be Zoicha to learn it with a tremendous Havana and Gishmak. And may we be Zoiche to be Karev, have the Beis HaMikdash, and be able to bring all the Karbanis for the Rebbeinu Shalom.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.